Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 after the hour, there's a lot of consternation about what we do in this hour of the program because it's called the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of discussions that are being held, if you will, on a lot of stations around the country, research done by Talkers Magazine. And here to dig into those issues, Jennifer Horn, who has for most of her life been associated with me and my radio program. So there.
Now she 7 years morning. Old.
Yes, right. She had that whiny voice. I don't know. Anyway, the idea of
Rude.
Talking about the issues. Oh, come on. All the shots that you take at me, what do you mean, rude?
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Jennifer also does mornings to her credit, and everybody else's credit. Listen to KRLA in Los Angeles. Big time stuff. So Jennifer's here. Jay is big time now because she's with me.
I made it.
Whether she thinks it's big time or not, listen. It's all open to interpretation, shall we say. Jennifer and Jay and Doug going through the charts for this past week, November 6th through the 10th. You'll find them published at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com on the list. Ah, yes. Gavin Newsom's new best friend happens to be a Chinese communist. I wonder what they have in common. Hey, what do you think, Jennifer? Anything in common with these two guys?
What's very fun about Gavin Newsom and his new friendship is that so many people thought that maybe he went to China a couple weeks ago just to get new ideas for what he could do to California. He likes to run it that way, a little communist dictator action.
All right. So now the communist dictator comes to San Francisco. Did he stay at Gavin Newsom's house?
He's coming to San Francisco. He hasn't made it yet, but he's coming. It's for the It's not APEC. It's for some big convention, and Biden's coming to San Francisco, and there's supposed to be a big meeting. But Newsom, when he was in China, said to Xi, or allegedly anyway, hey, you'll be able to see all the fentanyl stuff that you're sending here when you're in San Francisco. Won't that be fun?
Now, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, I don't think he probably said it like I would have said it, but, you know.
right. See the results of all their handiwork.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 9 on the story list this week from Talkers is the Supreme Court focused on yet another gun ban case. And because we've all been so wrapped up in the wars and protests and Trump being on trial, et cetera, and that worthless debate on Wednesday night, I don't think too many people have talked about this. Have you talked on your program, Carolee?
About not
the,
much. No.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's been much time. I don't see there's anything much to talk about because the same old, frankly. That's what it is. It's the same old stuff, rehashed, reworked, another case. They'll continue to go to the Supreme Court, and depending on who's on the court, it gets interpreted one way and then another way, blah, 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 blah. Number 8, well, the war. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
No, I just want to say, in this case, aren't they focusing on a gun ban when it comes to domestic abusers?
I saw a gun ban, and I thought, okay, we've been there before. I didn't even pay any attention to it. So if you know more and want to clarify more,
just that,
fine.
Just that they're reviewing a federal ban on gun bans in terms of domestic abusers. So anybody who's been convicted or anything like that, they would not be able to access a gun legally or have guns.
Let's just put it here.
They would be taken away. It's all about domestic abusers.
I think it's all about, because right now it's not a crime, I guess, if you're charged with domestic violence. If you have a restraining order against you, that doesn't mean that you get your gun taken away. So this would criminalize gun possession for people who are under that domestic violence restraining order. I think the argument has always been, well, there's a lot of domestic calls and such, especially during divorces and things that may not always peter out, and you can't take away people's rights, but then also you have to figure out how to deal with the people who are real abusers, who mm-hmm. shouldn't have a gun in their possession if they want to off their wife. It's sad that there's so much gray area, but that's where we're operating in, I think, all the time these days.
Mm-hmm. You think the Supreme Court would take up a ban on the use of poison, because a lot of wives use poison to kill their husbands, or vice versa?
We've had so many, not to get into, like, killing spouses, but we've had so many weird spouse killing stories lately in Los Angeles and California. I think, Jay, you and I think when we were here, Doug, you were gone for your
birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, there's the lady who poisoned her in-laws with mushrooms. She cooked a dinner.
Yum.
And it wasn't even accidental, because I guess she had tried it before and failed. I don't know why you'd go back for more cuisine, but whatever. Yeah, that lady.
There's a dentist. Yeah, there's a dentist who was having the poison sent. He was hiding it in his wife's smoothies or something
right.
like that. And he was actually having
it. Oh, yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah. He was having this delivered to his dental practice.
Right. And then my personal craziest this week is the headline in L.A. was torso found in a dumpster in Encino. Okay. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes the headlines even surprise me still in Los Angeles. So guess how the torso was found? And it's not hard to guess, because it was a homeless person who was digging through the trash and was like, that's a torso. And so he called the police, and the police investigated the torso, and they track it back to a guy whose wife has disappeared. Weird.
Handy.
And so then they charge him, and now her parents have not been found. So are they torsos?
They charge the homeless guy?
This is exactly what my co-host did on The Answer. No, they charged her husband for killing her. The homeless guy just found her.
I'm a lot smarter than your co-host.
I know, that's why it's funny that
that I said that.
Both of you, and every woman, I'm like, oh yeah, I get it. And every man's like, the homeless guy killed a woman?
All right. All right, here's a surprise. Number 8, with regard to Russia and the war, Mr. Putin puked out a call this week for closer ties, better cooperation between the Russians and the Chinese on military satellites, and weapons we can use from space. That's what we all need, is to have these two guys get together, and then we're going to bring Xi to America, right? Yep, that's another brilliant move. It's about time we put these people in their place. I don't know. We must have no courage whatsoever in the world. The fact that Putin is still above 6 feet of dirt, which he should be under, and the fact that it's obvious what's going on between the Chinese and
Russia. We empowered him with our energy plan. That's how Biden came in and said, we're not doing any more drilling at home, and all of a sudden Putin had enough money to do whatever he wanted to
Biden has done. You know, every time you take a shot, I get annoyed at you when you try to create some kind of godly holiness around Trump. But I don't get upset with you when you pull out the stuff about Biden that either was thoughtless or somebody has got something up their sleeve. You know, whether it's the whole business, because both Joe and his son are back on the people list this week. So that means that's ramping up the investigations into the family business, which seems to have lots of connections to Chinese companies and crooked military alliances and all kinds of things that are going on. The fact that Russia doesn't have it, China has developed some highly sensitive military technologies, and they want to have them, they want to share them together. What are they going to use them for? Yeah, this is the thing that bugs me about any of these discussions. You can have all of the technology you want. All it's going to take is one bomb, one button, and the world is destroyed. That's how, I don't know, close or whatever you want to, however you want to call it, because you can't survive. And this would be the same thing as what happened 65 million years ago. You might as well, if you do that, you might as well have the same effect as the asteroid hitting the Earth, because it kills everything. You're done. Finished. Over. So now the Russians and the Chinese want no limits on their friendship. You know what? You both deserve each other, frankly. And why it is this is what really drives me nuts. I was watching a news program on News Nation, which is my favorite, and Dan...
They're getting the fourth Republican debate, by the way.
Are they? Good. That's very good. The guy who's the program director used to listen to me when I was on in Cincinnati.
On the one hand,
yeah, I do like him. Yeah, but I like what they're doing because it's fair and square, and they point out a lot of stuff that nobody else is pointing out. And, you know, the whole business of our country, Dan Abrams was the other night talking about how much business we still do with China and how at every turn they're trying to screw us, and yet our company, what is there about our country and the leadership? Is it just completely all greed? Is that what it is? And so because of our greed, we're going to enable, and we have enabled for the past 40-some-odd years, the Chinese government to become more powerful and to threaten Taiwan and you know, whatever else goes on. I thought one of the things in the debate, if I'm going to digress here for just a second, I did actually, Jennifer, I disappointed myself, and I clicked on to the debate. Watched it for a while. I still like Chris Christie better than anybody else that's on the stage, and I know that's anathema to you, but
seriously?
At any rate, yeah, I really do.
That's very funny.
Says,
okay, well, hey, you're the
Nikki
one.
Haley,
that's all right.
What? Well, Nikki Haley bothered me after she called, what's-his-face, Ramaswamy, a scumbag.
A scum?
A scum, right. And I don't even actually, I don't know what where that started, how it developed.
Oh, they hate each other. That's where that started.
Well, that's
with the last few debates.
Right.
Yeah, there. If you watch everybody shakes hands except for Vivek and Nikki. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, that's poor politics on both sides. But at any rate, I'm kind of bopping around here because the most interesting thing at the end of the debate, I watched as, you know, people were coming on the stage and congratulating each other. And apparently the lady that went to congratulate Tim Scott is his new girlfriend. And now, you know, the people who were, what's this guy doing with that beautiful blonde lady? So that's kind of that and what Haley said about Ramaswamy was my takeaway of from the debate. So, okay, so he's got a white blonde girlfriend. So what? Well, for some, that's the end of the line for him. 18 after the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Rip towards
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally during the Hours of the Good Day program, at this point, at this juncture, we talk about social media, sometimes sprinkle a little technology info into it, and also info about the calls that you're, or not necessarily calls, but the input that you have, excuse me, on our social media at Good Day Networks. First item is Meta. I never know how to pronounce it. M-E-T-A. What's the correct? Is it Meta? Meta.
Meta.
You say Meta, I'll say Meta. Anyway, who cares? There's a whistleblower. Another one testifying before a Senate subcommittee, this time describing what he characterized as fruitless efforts to flag the extent of harmful effects that the platforms could have on teenagers. Ah, interesting how this has been going around. So the first guy was a consultant at Instagram, and he was the one who testified before the Senate Judiciary, and then this other guy has testified. They blamed tech lobbying for the failure in Congress to pass laws that protect children online. These people have got dirt on their hands. They're just dirty. You know, you talk about the commies from China and what they're all about. These people are nothing but greed hounds. And Zuckerberg is the king of the greed hounds. So they're trying to do something about this. And I wonder if they will be able to, because there's so much money behind Meta and so much influence, you know, to influence what they do. Very difficult, I would think. What do you think, ladies?
Well, and also just based on how social media is set to be used, you can't really control how people take things, I guess, if you will, because you can still post videos, you can still say things. Sure, you can have the algorithms that will block certain speech or suspend people, but you can't control if people are looking at the lives of others and feeling invalidated of their own. But what was I found fascinating was with the second whistleblower who testified that there was a meeting that took place that this whistleblower thought that maybe the higher-ups don't actually know the effects of what is going on, took this meeting to kind of let them know. And then the takeaway from the meeting was that, oh, they do know, they just don't care.
Sounds like that might be more the case than the aforementioned reason, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Also, interesting social media news. The founder or co-founder of Apple, a guy named Steve Wozniak, has been hospitalized in Mexico City. He's 73 years old. He fainted while attending the World Business Forum down there. Mexicans say that he suffered a cerebral vascular accident, which is a stroke.
Oof.
They haven't really answered the questions that have come from the news media about what really was going on with this guy. That's pretty young to have that kind of an event. And I wouldn't want to be in Mexico City, frankly, and have that sort of thing happen to me. I'd be wanting to get on a plane to a hospital in Houston or something as fast as I could. That's one thing.
Funny. As much as we complain about the hospitals and the country, we would want to be there if something happened,
yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Well, in terms of those sorts of things, I'm going to put in a plug for Dr. Ken Kronhaus and our Good Day Show weekend hours, the two Good Day hours with Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus. Both of them very focused on the way to keep yourself from having strokes. And it really is, frankly, if you have the information, it's really pretty easy, frankly. A lot of fish oil and things like that that are aimed at keeping all of your vital arteries and veins open. I mean, there are a lot of other things you can consult with, with either Ken by listening to the programs or Jack, but I'm surprised somebody of that stature having that problem. 28 after the hour now in the Talk Radio Review.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza reporting intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles. In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out. You're probably going to have to let it play out.
Trump said that under his administration's firm approach toward Iran, the conflict wouldn't have erupted. The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown looms as Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined his strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown. The situation poses a significant challenge for Johnson. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the thoughts that our people have. Our people include Jennifer Horn, also from Carol A. in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner from the Good Day program, and lots of other intelligent and creative ways of being on the radio. She's explored it all in her young life. Although you two are about the same age, aren't you? Aren't you a little younger, Jay, than Jennifer? I think you are.
Just a smidge.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Not very young. Exactly. Not much younger at all. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, what do you mean, like 4 or 5 years younger than me?
Okay. Very close in age.
Okay, enough
That's what
of
I
that.
Say.
All right. Here we go. The exchange between us and the people listening, the question posted at gooddayshow.com this week among many. In your opinion, what's been the biggest news stories? We always like asking that because they're always obviously, because we're talking about that here as News Talk Radio reflects on what's in the news. So, Jay, you want to run through some of these responses? The first time I looked at this list, I thought Donald Trump had expressed an opinion, but it's Donald Trapp. I took a quick look and then, whoops, wait a minute. That's
T-R-A-P-P, I think they're cousins, right?
UMB, are they? Trapped with a Trumpster. All right, so anyway, what do we have here?
Well, speaking of Donald Trapp, he posted the news story he's following this week most is the senseless shooting of a Belmont University music major, a freshman, who was walking in a nearby park near the university. That was heartbreaking. It was they caught the assailant, but the bullet was meant for a car across the street, and she happened to just get caught in between.
Sickening. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. It really is. It's just sickening. All right, what are the comments here?
Yeah. Jeff Talton says the Jimmy Buffett tribute Wednesday night on the CMA show. That was the big
I didn't see that. I wish I had. Yeah.
I heard that was really cool. I have it on my DVR, and I heard it was great.
Would you say, though, that Jimmy Buffett was a country performer? I would have thought not so much.
He definitely crossed over. He did a lot of collaborations with country artists, most notably Alan Jackson.
Well, anyway, I think that it's interesting how people categorize things. Okay, what other comments do you have here, Jay?
Greg Donahoe says the election results, New York Times poll showing Biden way behind, and the war between Israel and Hamas.
Okay, so what gets lost in those stories, and it's so obvious that one of the reasons I talk about News Nation and the hosts there and what goes on there is because they don't shy away from this stuff. As a matter of fact, they're pretty good, especially Dan Abrams, they're hitting the New York Times squarely between the eyes on this sort of thing. And what they fail to focus on here, so you don't get the real news with either some of the hard right publications, the hard left publications like the Times and Newsmax, the impact of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on all of this. And so I'm happy to crow about it, frankly, because I'm not interested in either Trump or Biden. And I know it's anathema to Jennifer, but it's okay. Trump's done very well this week in polling, despite of all of the stuff going on in his life, his private life. The person who's done better in terms of percentage gains each week is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Biden, it doesn't look like if the election were today, he'd be able to attract more than hardcore Democrats and flies. I'm thinking the race may be between Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at this point in time. And as an aside, Jennifer, I was going to ask you, we talked a little bit, we actually didn't talk about it on the air. I was fascinated yesterday when Manchin said, and late in the week, that he wasn't going to run for re-election to the Senate.
Not a surprise, because he's going to lose. He's got a really strong challenger in Jim Justice. You talk about polling, he's been upside down, and he's done a lot of, it's hard riding the middle because sometimes you appear to be a flip-flopper, and the people of West Virginia, it's a red state, and they don't like that he supported the Bidenomics plan, that so-called Inflation Reduction Act. How's that doing for us? So he's out. And one of the things that people have been looking at is he someone who could run for president? Now, I don't think he will this time around. Maybe that's something in his future, because it's still late in the game. Well, but people will run for
it
as long as they can. Yeah,
Trump
know if that
is my age. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. I mean, it's all about your energy, not your age level. I hate saying, well, Biden's just too old. Biden acts too old. That's the problem. Trump is, acts so much different.
Yeah, let's stop on that for a second, because I think that's an important fact to carry forward. Although Trump has been stumbling and bumbling around a little bit lately, he doesn't have anywhere near the trail that Joe Biden does of stumbling and bumbling when you're
trying to present
yourself.
And I even use someone I don't like Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is old. She can look old, but you know what? She still acts a lot younger.
But she's not senile. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's a real difference.
Yeah, right. And it's not an age thing. It's kind of what you've done with your life and with your body, although Trump hasn't taken very good care of his body. His mind is still acute. And it seems like Joe, it's a factor. It's not bad. It's just reality.
Yeah. You just know.
Right. It's time for him to quit.
Right. Is someone else pulling the strings? And I think we all believe that somebody's pulling
Susan
the strings.
Rice.
Right.
Yeah, Susan Rice.
So I don't think it's an age thing. But with Joe Manchin, I think he says he's going to go across the country and try to cobble together support. So he has something in mind. I mean, it's possible that maybe he looks to Kennedy and as a running mate on that independent ticket, because he's been thinking about shifting to become an independent. He says the Democrat Party brand is terrible now, and he doesn't like to be a part of what they stand for.
It is. Both parties have terrible branding. It's time for a third party to be really serious, and RFK Jr. is making the pitch, and people are paying attention to it, and he goes up and up and up all the time. And I think that's an interesting, I wondered about that myself, whether Joe Manchin would make a good vice presidential candidate with him. The die is yet to be cast, but it is pretty interesting. All right, Jay, what else do we have from our listeners that we should examine?
Yeah, Diana Julian said, we just heard that Washington and Oregon are looking into keeping standard time, as it doesn't require congressional approval, but only legislative approval in these states. It's too bad all states don't look into this. Yeah, you're right, Diana.
I think she's probably she listens to us either in Washington or Oregon.
all states are looking into it. I just wish somebody would do something about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, thank you. All right, what else do we got here?
Christopher Eichler says Ohio legalizing recreational marijuana. Terry C.
Was that a negative or a positive, do you suppose? He thinks it's good or not good?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. That's just the biggest story.
Along with this story that floated around this week, because, at one point in time I was interested in, I was further than interested. We had plans to put a marijuana grow on my farm, not because everybody laughed at me because they thought I was the last guy in the world who would do something like this because I'm so against all of that stuff. But listen, I need a way to pay off my mortgage, and that seemed to be a good idea at the time. Anyway, there's a new kind of marijuana around, supposedly, and I didn't get the strain because I'm not really an expert. But I did see it out of the corner of my eye that there was some less lethal form of marijuana that's been grown. That's all I know.
Lethal?
Less lethal. Well, marijuana.
Is marijuana lethal?
Huh? Oh, my God. If you smoke it all the time, there are very few examples of people who have smoked pot all their lives that hasn't. They haven't run into some serious difficulty. Willie Nelson is probably the best example of that not being true, but a lot of other people have. Willie Nelson is 90 years old. He's been smoking pot for 45, 50 years, or
I'd
maybe
have
more.
Him for president.
Yeah, let's ask Willie.
Hey,
that's
I can
right.
That.
Yay! Let's start a movement, Willie, for president. Yay!
Yes.
All right. Okay. Anybody else that you want to highlight here before we move
Terry
on?
Terry Seavey says the anti-Semitism in our country.
Disgusting.
It's definitely rising. Same with Islamophobia. Hatred in general. Homophobia. Racism.
That's been my top story. I don't know if you guys heard. It kind of made national headlines, but then it went away because, of course, when it's a white guy victim, nobody cares as much. But Paul Kessler is a 69-year-old or was a 69-year-old who was killed in Southern California on Sunday, and it was at a protest. He was holding an Israeli flag. There were Palestinian flags out there. Some guy allegedly gets mad, gets into an altercation with him, and hits him in the face with a megaphone. And the guy goes falling back and cracks his head open on the cement. And when they take him to the hospital, he's not doing fine, but he's talking. But then his brain starts swelling, and by 2 o'clock the next morning, the guy's dead. I don't understand where people's minds are. I don't understand the college kids that are locking Jewish kids in their library. I just don't understand where this comes from.
Well, they're ignorant. They don't have, there's no education. College doesn't mean education anymore.
This is not a debate about Palestine and the two-state solution, all this. It's not a debate about any of that. It's about Hamas, which is a terror group that invaded Israel and put babies into ovens. Like, how in the world can you be out there supportive of that?
Because they're ignorant. They don't know. They listen to some
stupid
stuff.
I don't think they even realize that's what they're supporting.
They don't. Social media and the bull crap that comes out of there, these people believe, my God.
It is just, that to me, like, of any story, that is the most stunning because it's happening here at home with our young people primarily, although the guy who allegedly hit this guy with a megaphone was 50 years old. So it's just,
Well, we saw a lot of this stuff when COVID first started happening with Asian hate crimes where people were just, they'd see somebody walking down the street and just beat them up out of nowhere, completely blindside them.
I guess this sort of thing has gone on. A lot of remember that movie, The Gangs of New York, or The Streets of New York, or something with Leonardo DiCaprio? And Dan, what's the guy's name, the tall actor who played Lincoln? I don't remember his name. Anyway, the point is that...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
The same sort of thing went on between the Irish and the Italians in the history of America. And so there have been plenty of examples of lots of this sort of thing happening between various groups. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, it's indoctrination.
You
you're just told to hate somebody and never even know them or their character. It's just, you're on the other team. We default to that way too much, whether it's politics or race or religion. It's just we hate the other guys and no room for conversation.
All right. So then let's go one step further with this. Number two issue this week, in addition to the protesting we've been talking about, has been the censuring of Rashida. I can never pronounce. Is it Tlaib?
Tlaib.
Okay. So anyway, she sounds like a perfect jerk to me. I don't know that much about her.
Because I think she sounds like a perfect jerk. I cannot stand what she says. I mean, when you listen to
what she has said.
About the Jews, I mean, literally, she said some pretty horrific things about wiping them off the planet.
She's an ignorant.
But, you know, as much as I'm an American first and freedom of speech matters, and even if I hate what you're saying, I stand by people who say it. And so I'm torn. I don't know if I would have even voted to censure her, even though I think what she says is deplorable. And I can't believe she keeps winning re-election. But it's
Well, what does that tell you about the place in Michigan? It's kind of like that other one, Oman or Mo. What's the lady's
Ilhan
name?
Ilhan Omar.
From, yeah, where is she from? Wisconsin or Michigan? Where is she from?
I think they're both from. Well, I know Tlaib's from Michigan. I think Omar's actually from Michigan
okay.
too.
So
yeah.
here's how you analyze that quickly. The number of immigrants of various sects, like up in Lewiston, Maine, where they had all the trouble. There's a whole bunch of people from Somalia there. There are pockets around the country where people who have come to our country to immigrate have landed, and there are enough of them to get guys like this elected. That's kind of the bottom line here. All right, we've got 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, you'll see these published, by the way, every week. We put them up on the Good Day site, gooddayshow.com, also at talkers.com. So at number 10, the governor of California invites the leader of China to come visit him, and the leader of China comes to visit in California. That's the those are the two names that are at number 10. Vladimir Putin is 9. Hunter Biden is 8. His dad, by the way, is number 1, not to jump the list. Pretty much all the candidates in the debate this past week are number 7. Mike Johnson, the speaker, number 6. Trump and his daughter. Interesting the way the lawyers took off on Ivanka this week. Number 5, Glenn Youngkin. Number 4, Rashida, I never pronounce her name right, Tlaib, I think is how you pronounce it. Number 3, Mr. Netanyahu is 2. And as I said before, Mr. Biden, number 1 slot on the people list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time now for us to review the story list from Talkers Magazine. Every week they develop the charts for the preceding week, so you know what the top 10 stories and the list of the top 10 people involved in those things. It's a regular countdown of News Talk Radio, same as the music station. So at number 10, the leader of China comes to visit San Francisco. Owie zowie. And the number 9 slot, Supreme Court focused on the gun ban case, some of you have heard about. The war in between Russia and Ukraine, number 8. More investigations into the Biden family, dad and son, number 7. The migrant situation slash crime, yep, it's all tied together. The story hasn't changed much. The images just get more dramatic, number 6. Presidential race in the debate, number 5. Trump Organization on trial is 4. Results of the Tuesday elections, 3. The anti-Semitism at number 2 and The war between the Israelis and Hamas is number one this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's keep moving here. 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn. Number five this week deserves a good deal of our time, I think. The race, the debate. I said earlier in the program that all I got out of it was the comment that Nikki Haley used to refer to Ramaswamy, calling him scum. The exact quote, I think, is, "You're just scum." She has no patience for his digs at her family. So I'm trying to figure out whether this guy is that clueless. You don't do that sort of thing. I mean, if it was Joe Biden's son, maybe. But what is there about Nikki Haley's family that this guy can take a shot at and have any credibility?
It's not the family. It's just that he's kind of a flamethrower. I mean, really, the real story for me was how he started the debate, which was the question from Lester Holt, why are you a better candidate than President Trump? And everybody was asked that question. And Vivek wouldn't take the bait on that. Instead, he just went off and said, I'm a Republican who's tired of losing, and I'd like Ronna McDaniel, who's the head of the RNC and the host of the debate, by the way, to come up and resign. You can use my podium because we keep losing and losing and losing, because this was an election week as well. And so then he goes on to say, why in the world would the RNC use NBC News to host a Republican debate? Do you think the Democrats would use Greg Gutfeld from Fox News to host theirs? The answer is no. And so he kind of, I mean, he just went after it hard in front of his event host. And then he went to Kristen Welker, one of the debate moderators, and said, and do you, Kristen Welker, do you want to apologize to people for spreading the Russia collusion narrative and not talking about the Hunter Biden laptop? Do you want to apologize for giving misinformation to the people for the last 6 years? So he's a flamethrower. I mean, that's just what he is. And
but what about the daughter?
Some people don't.
But what is there about Nikki Haley's daughter that
well, it wasn't about the daughter. It was that they were going back and forth about the other one using TikTok. And so he says, don't worry about me using it for my campaign when your daughter is on TikTok. And that was kind of how it started. Now, Nikki Haley's daughter is an adult, you know.
Trite. Speaking of trite, I thought Hugh Hewitt I was his usual self.
No, I thought, you know, I got to say, and it's not just because I did a lot of pre-show stuff.
Work for the same company, yeah.
Right. But I have to, all in all, and this is not because I work for the same company, I actually thought this debate was more organized, and I think it's because there were less people, and there were less opportunities to just scream at each other. Yes, we were talking about the Vivek and Nikki moment, but by and large, I think all of the candidates got more talk time than in the previous two debates, which were like WWE wrestling match, just all mudslinging. Yeah. So I feel like nonsense. If you really watched it, you would have been able to hear from the candidate that you were interested in.
So other things connected to the organization, the whole business of the election, number three here, there were some interesting, rather suspicious envelopes sent to the election headquarters in Washington and in Georgia. I don't know if you saw this. Apparently,
LA,
there's an investigation.
Like five different offices.
Really?
Yeah.
What was in the envelopes? Do you know?
Fentanyl.
All I saw was unknown powdery substances, but fentanyl would. So who would send, and what's the motivation other than to just kind of screw
with
people?
Fentanyl's the one that you touch it and it's deadly. You don't even have to consume it, right? Is that
allegedly?
The one
there are people who, yes, can smell it or touch it, and it can hurt you. But then I've also heard a lot of police officers say that that's not exactly true, that people don't just go down if they come in contact. But some people have. So there's a lot of kind of mixed bag on whether or not that can get you just by being near it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it'll scare people. I wouldn't want to be near it and try it out.
Yeah. No, not at all. And then there's another election story. A congressman-elect named Gabe Amo was elected in Rhode Island, and the reason that he made history is because he's black. And I think about this and how immature and naive we are. This guy is 35 years old. His father and mother come from Ghana through Liberia. And he said, I just decided I was going to run because I didn't like the other candidate and what that other candidate stood for. He grew up in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. There were 10 other people who were trying to get this seat. So this guy won the top spot in the primary, and then he won the election, the general election, last Tuesday to succeed a fellow who stepped down to become head of some private organization, which is what a lot of these guys do. But I thought it was interesting that the big story was this guy's black. How immature is that? Think about it for a second. We're touting the state of Rhode Island because they got the first black congressman. Good God. All right, 59 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.